This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeremy Hobson. The Labor Department just reported that 155,000 jobs were created last month, and the unemployment rate stayed just about where it was at 7.8%. Julia Coronado is chief economist with the investment bank BNP Paribas. She's with us live for analysis. Good morning, Julia.
Good morning.
Well, what do you make of this number?
Well, I mean, as you said, it's kind of steady as she goes. The good news is we didn't see any backing away in hiring because of the fiscal cliff. The bad news is we're not creating enough jobs to bring down the unemployment rate. So it's kind of good news, bad news.
Well, we also saw wage growth actually go up, which was pretty interesting, right?
Yeah, that is interesting. We had seen wage growth on a pretty pronounced downward trend, and now we're seeing signs of stability, which means that consumers might enjoy some gains in real purchasing power in 2013.
Now, Julia, if you were out there looking for a job right now in the United States, what would be the best industry and worst industry to be looking in, given what we see in the December jobs report?
Clearly, some of the best are anything to do with tourism or healthcare. So we are the tourist destination of the world now, and this industry has been creating jobs strongly for the last couple of years. Likewise, the aging population means healthcare is a real job creator as well.
And the worst?
In terms of some of the worst industries, government. Government has been shedding jobs for 3 years now, state and local governments in particular, very, very budget strapped. So don't look to be hired by a government agency anytime soon.
Julia Coronado, chief economist with the investment bank BNP Paribas. Thanks as always.
It's a pleasure.